Wake up. Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show. 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.
The Andy Summers Show on XTU. So Morgan Wallen opened up for Luke Combs last night. And I know you mentioned how Luke Combs, in your X-Files, you mentioned he doesn't like to go out after the show.
That is not the case with Morgan
That's
Wallen.
What I was thinking.
That is not the case. He was at our anniversary show a couple of years ago, and he got there at like 10 in the morning. And Raz said, go in there and just make sure that he's okay. Like, just, you know, I'm not saying babysit him, but just go, you know, because you don't want to just throw someone in a room and be like, we'll see you in a couple hours.
Right.
So I went in and I'm just chatting with him. I was like, is there anything I can get you? And he was like, yeah, how about a Red Bull and vodka? And I was like, well, I mean, the bars aren't open.
Yeah. You were thinking like a water or something? Yeah. No.
So we had to go find vodka for him. And it was funny. That's Morgan Wallen. I know. He's hilarious. And I love that song.
And you're going to have fun tonight, too. You're going to see the new Mr. Rogers movie starring Tom Hanks. And it came out earlier this week that somehow through the family tree, Tom Hanks is actually related to Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, like they're like sixth cousins or something like that. So we started talking about it. Like, are you related to someone famous? First of all, we would love to hear it if you are, 215-263-6700. But one of our coworkers, Shannon, she has the craziest story.
It's wild.
That, like, this is going to top everyone's story, I guarantee you.
Speaking of knowing somebody,
we
found...
You get the ding for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's the Andy Summers Show here on XT. We're talking about family trees and how odd they can be because the new Mr. Rogers movie comes out tonight. And we found out earlier this week that Tom Hanks is related to Mr. Rogers, which
how
is super
cool.
How
cool is that?
Right?
Yeah, of all the people to be related to. Like, you just want to know that that blood is running through your veins, don't you?
And it really kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It makes a whole lot of sense. So we were talking about famous people that you might be related to. I don't think that I'm related to anyone famous. I don't think that I am.
Have you ever done those ancestry or things looking through the family
my
tree?
Husband did. I think that he said he's related to Abraham Lincoln and somebody else. I forget who. I mean, so that's pretty cool. So my kids are then related to Abraham Lincoln and somebody else that was famous. But okay.
I know I have, I don't know if it would be a cousin or an uncle or something. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Reuben Kincaid?
No.
He was from the Partridge family. The dad in the Partridge family?
Okay.
Yeah, so his real name is Dave Madden. That's a family name.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How crazy is that? He wasn't the dad. I think he was their manager.
Yeah, the band manager. Yeah, I wonder if I get to ride the bus. Is that still around?
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
So you're related to that guy. That is a stretch of someone famous,
don't you think? Yeah, pushing the word famous.
Right. But speaking of pushing the word famous, Shannon also is not necessarily... Shannon is our coworker and our intern. She doesn't actually get paid to be here, but she helps us out an awful lot. And she was telling us this crazy story about someone in her family that's not famous, but this story is so bonkers that we just needed to share it. So, Shannon, take it away. Who are you related to?
Yes, his name is Bobby Kennedy, but...
No, wait, yeah.
Not the... What is it?
Attorney General.
Attorney General. Yeah. No, not that Bobby Kennedy.
She better phone.
I'm related to someone who was supposed to be on the Titanic. But I'll tell you the story. So my great-great-grandfather, Bobby Kennedy, was supposed to be on the Titanic. So he was going to work in the boiler room. They would prepay everybody who was going to work on the boat. Well, he took that money, went to the pub, got so drunk, spent all the money there, and missed the boat.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that? So I may not be here. If my great-great-grandfather
weren't an alcoholic.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And I just found that out only like a couple months ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Apparently, my aunt has the Titanic ticket. But who knows? I don't know.
Why, wouldn't you have that framed or something?
Safe deposit box or something?
Maybe it's tucked away somewhere. I mean, it's got to be worth so much money.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
you don't know if she really does, or she might just say that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they should remake Titanic, but based on Bobby Kennedy.
Because that's a great story.
Yeah.
The story of Bobby Kennedy. No, not that Bobby Kennedy. I think that's what it would be called.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.